This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pfizer's getting closer to having a COVID vaccine available for young children. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
CEO Albert Bourla tells ABC's This Week it's a question of days, not weeks, before Pfizer and German partner BioNTech submit data to U.S. regulators for federal authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 5 to 11. That would be an important step towards starting vaccinations for youngsters, especially with children now back in school and the Delta variant triggering a big jump in pediatric infections. Pfizer said last week its vaccine works for 5 to 11-year-olds with a much lower dose than used for anyone 12 and older, developing antibody levels just as strong as those in teenagers and young adults who get the regular strength shots. I'm Ben Thomas.
Investigators are trying to figure out why an Amtrak train went off the tracks in Montana over the weekend, killing three people. The AP's Julie Walker.
Amtrak says the train was en route to Seattle from Chicago with 10 cars when eight of them derailed near the town of Joplin. Passenger Jacob Cordero was on board along with about 156 others.
Oh my God, it's on its side. Oh, the train's destroyed down there.
Cordero tweeted video. Some of the rail cars were laying on their sides. I'm Julie Walker.
Should John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot and wounded then-President Reagan, be freed from restrictions imposed after he was released from a Washington hospital 5 years ago? There'll be a court hearing today. The restrictions include allowing the government to know his computer passwords. Moulin Rouge won Best New Musical at the Tony Awards last night. The Inheritance was Best New Play at the Tony Awards. The NBA is back. They're holding Media Day interviews today. Training camps start tomorrow. The first preseason game is Sunday. Brooklyn and the LA Lakers. This is AP News. The Rolling Stones are touring again, this time without the man who kept the beat for them for decades.
Most definitely mixed emotions as the Rolling Stones took the stage in St. Louis last night. The usual excitement of launching a tour, this the first concert stop on the band's pandemic-delayed No Filter series in the U.S., tempered because it was the first time they had performed after the death of drummer Charlie Watts, who died last month at age 80. The show opened with an empty stage, the only sound a drumbeat, as images of Watts flashed on the video screen. After the first two songs, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood stepped toward the audience, Jagger and Richards holding hands as they thanked fans for the love and support they've gotten since Watts died. The show resumed with Tumbling Dice, a song dedicated to Watts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Gas is $3.19 a gallon this morning, a dollar more than a year ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.